Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go whoring. And you know more about these garments that the Jews wear than I do, but this is the beginning of their elaborate garments, correct?
Yes. This is the tzitzit, all right, and it's basically the prayer cloth that they put on in the morning time over their heads, because, you know, and they cover their face usually, all right? Whenever they're before congregation and stuff like that, and they're doing it, they usually uncover, but anyhow, the fringes of the garment, all right, it's blue, it's got some gold fringe sewn all the way down. And at each corner of this, it's basically like a big scarf, more or less. But at each corner of it, it's like a tassel that hangs down. And it's got like seven blue strands that are inside of that. And then they've got like, you know, the Ten Commandments or stuff from Isaiah that's actually printed on the inside of it and all. But
as a constant reminder.
Right. Every morning. Yeah. Like they have to do that. I can't remember the term for it right now off the top of my head.
And later we'll see them adding stuff.
Oh, yes.
Bindings to their arms and all sorts of things.
Right.
Because these people just cannot remember to keep God's law.
Yeah.
And God's law is growing to volumes.
Oh, yes.
And it was meant to be that way because he's angry with them because they didn't like the freedom and the simplicity of the first covenant that he gave them. So he's going to pile this law up to where no man... No individual could keep this law except the perfect one, the one that came sinless. Only a sinless man could keep God's law because his heart is absolutely correct. And Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law so that the rest of us could leave it behind. Only if you accept him. If you don't accept him, the law still applies to you. You will die one day, and you will die by this law if you did not accept Jesus Christ. Your body will still die, but your spirit will not.
And I think that the law was written this way in a constricting manner because he just wanted them to say, we can't do this without you.
Yes, and they never did, and they haven't yet today.
Right.
We can't do this. They love it.
Right.
They love to revel in the law. They like people to think that they can do this and wear their garments and their fancy clothes and their hats. And yes, but when they go home at night, they're not keeping the law.
Right.
Nobody can keep this law.
And another thing with Judaism, all right, our 365-day year, all right? All 365 days, they have a specific order naturally or whatever, but each one of these feasts, observances, Passovers and everything like that, the way that they look at a year is the days actually stack up like a, well, for lack of a better term, like a vortex.
Yeah.
It's 365 days, all right? And they continuously stack.
Yeah.
So if you miss one of those things within it, then you make that entire stack fall down all the way through, and you failed that year, more or less. All right, and you have to keep that up every year over and over, all the way through.
It's a full-time job try to keep this law.
Right.
And I ask you, since 70 AD, how have they kept this law?
Right. That's
they can't.
Right.
They can't sacrifice.
Uh-uh. Right.
And they're living a lie, believing that somehow they're keeping this law, and they're not.
Right.
Because we see that God does not make allowances for missing these things.
No.
Now, are they accidentally missing these sacrifices because there's no temple?
Right.
Or could they build their old altars and sacrifice?
Yeah. Underground.
Or are they blatantly disobeying because they're not making an effort to build an altar or rebuild the temple? I mean, this law is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
That you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Chapter 16 here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WBFF 97.7 Veterans for Freedom Radio. Glad you could join us, enjoying God's word. Never had so much fun in the book of Numbers, have you? You know, these laborious reading parts too can be fun. Get through. We're going to get through them, and we're going to continue in this Bible, and I hope you can join us daily. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, and the sons of Eliab, and on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, well-known people within the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? Why are you guys in charge?
Yeah, here we go, yes.
And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. God's gonna wipe him out, I know he is.
You're about to get it.
And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his, and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen, will he cause to come near unto him. So the law is already creating pride.
Yes.
Korah brings his clan up there, men of renown. They've been, we are holy. We keep the same sacrifices that Moses did.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he in charge?
Yeah. This should be our place.
We're going to take over this little, we're going to take over this little expedition and maybe get us out of this wilderness.
I think my whole attitude would change when I saw Moses hit the deck.
Oh, yeah. This do, take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. So Korah is going, he's got it in his head. He's taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be the top dog.
Yeah, we're going to relieve you of this.
Yeah. We're as holy as you are, Moses. We're taking over this little expedition. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation. So this is a mutiny of a group of the priests.
Yes. Not just like a ragtag team of people from just a random tribe, the tribes.
Mutiny of the group of the priests, the well-known priests.
Right.
I mean, these are leaders of the priests.
They've been in practice and taught everything.
You know, and of course, and I say, you know, I really like that fancy garb that Aaron wears. I want that.
Yeah.
Remember he said they made Aaron's real fancy coat and clothing, and then they said, and they put coats on his sons. All the rest of the priests got these little mundane coats.
Right.
But Aaron's this big fancy Christmas tree looking guy.
Everybody else got a members only jacket.
Yeah. And Korah said, I'm wearing that jacket.
Yeah.
We're taking over here. As you see, Moses, we're taking over.
I like that ephod.
Yeah, exactly. And that turban.
Look at that.
And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also. For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron, that ye murmur against him? Yeah, I want his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses sent and called Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. And it is small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except that thou make thyself altogether the prince over us. You know what? We all going to die out here. You just told us. Because we doubted God could take us in, now he says we're going to wander around for 40 years and die in the wilderness. And why should you be king over us?
Mm-hmm. And then you look at it this way, too. They inadvertently called Egypt the promised land, because God refers to Canaan as the land that flows with milk and honey.
So
you took us out of paradise to bring us here.
That was a good catch. You brought us out of the land of milk and honey.
Right.
Yes. I missed that part. Between the lines, here with David and Jonathan, understanding the Bible, there is so much. Every word can give you different understanding. You got to look at it slowly and methodically and read it over and over. Having fun in the book of Numbers today. Moreover, thou hast not brought us unto a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance, or fields, or vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? we will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. And you know, this is not going to end well.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
You know, people die. Some go to God's kingdom. Some go to hell. This guy's going to go there in a special way.
I know.
Coming up. Oh, and yeah. Take every man that censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers. Thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense thereon and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. They're already breaking the law. Only the priests that are clean and properly prepared are to handle those utensils.
Yes.
But God choreographs everything for his greatness and his power to be shown. Verse 19. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? Moses pleading for them again.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 250 rebels here conspiring to take over the camp away from Moses and Aaron. And God says, step back, boys. I'm going to wipe them all out again.
And Moses is like, oh, God, we just got through this.
I'm going to wipe them out. I'm going to do it this time. You talked me out of it three times already. I'm doing it this time. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get ye up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, get out of here now!
You imagine the people of the tent and the tabernacle that are trying to hold it down there, like the feeling that they would have when everybody start leaving but them.
Yeah. What's going on? Hey, don't go. Everything's cool.
Yeah,
come
we're
on.
Good. We're
stay,
good. We
stay
got
here
this.
With us.
Yeah.
Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. This is being done by God because of what you have done. God put me in charge, and you have rebelled and attempted, so that you know that God has done this thing because of this mutiny that you have arranged. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they visited after the visitation of all men, and the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, the only persons ever to be sent to hell alive.
Yes.
God was furious. Normally you have to die first. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. Yeah, forget that Korah guy.
Yeah, Egypt was...
He got what was coming to him, Moses.
Egypt
we were terrible. On your side the entire time.
The whole time. We were not at his tent. We weren't eating the Nathan's hot dogs. We were at the meets.
All these people, one way one day, one way the next. They just, it's like they sit around dreaming up ways to get God angry.
Yeah.
And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. So Korah, the three ringleaders, and all their belongings and families, I think it was the families too, let's find out. All their belongings were swallowed up and sent directly to the pit alive. Now the other 250 that were with them, and there came a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning. Scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. Yes, those men didn't even have the right to touch those articles.
Mm-hmm.
The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed. They shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they were burnt and offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger, which is not the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. So they see all of this. They see God gets angry. They see him wipe out these people who would had rebelled and tried to take over. And now they're murmuring against Moses and Aaron again.
Just saw the earth open up and just swallow a couple hundred people.
Yes. But Moses caused it.
Yeah.
Moses and Aaron. They caused all this stuff.
Right.
They're always there when this bad stuff happens. It's got to be them.
Yeah. So the finger's always getting pointed one way or the other.
But the next day, all the congregation of children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation. Behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared, and Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell on their faces. God says, all right, I'm going to wipe them out again.
Mm-hmm. And they heard it this time. He made them hear it this time.
Yep. And Moses and Aaron, Moses said to Aaron.
So sorry, I misread that. All right, and they fell on their faces. I was talking about the congregation doing it, but it's actually talking about
Moses and Aaron. He's going down to prayer again.
Right.
I got to talk God out of it again.
Yeah.
I am not starting a family over again. He's not starting over with me. And I'm too old to have kids bouncing on my knee.
Yep.
Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from the altar and put on incense and go quickly unto the congregation, make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on the incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. So they started dropping like flies. Moses says, quick, get some fire from the altar. Run out there and atone the people. Now they had died in the plague were 14,700 besides them that died about the matter of Korah. In a matter of moments, because how long would it take Aaron to do this? Maybe 3 or 4 minutes?
They were
dropping like flies.
Oh, man.
And Aaron returned unto Moses under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Moses says, man, I've talked him out of it 3 or 4 times, but this time he actually started doing it.
He didn't even wait.
we maybe need to keep one of the censers loaded with fire from the altar all the time. Chapter 17, Book of Numbers. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and make and take for every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers. Of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon the rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be in the head of the house of their fathers. They shall lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. It shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make a cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods, so a rod from every tribe is the staff.
Yes, yeah. Which is what we read about, the princes that they took the rods from were the ones that you named yesterday when you went through the whole list.
Oh, yes, yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Which is really neat.
And Moses laid up the rod before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness, and it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed, blossomed, and yielded almonds. Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. So God says, you don't believe that I chose the Levites. You think Moses put them in charge. Bring all of your rods, all of you leaders, bring your rods, your staffs.
Write your name on them.
Yes, and the one I have chosen will bud and blossom. Mm-hmm. The Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept as a token against the rebels. Now show quit. Quiet, take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so as the Lord commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? So now they're equating God's tabernacle with a place of death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their own faults.
Right. Because the mutiny didn't work out.
Yes.
And they still have that in their soul to, you know, or
yes,
their spirit man to go, oh man, maybe we could do this.
And this wasn't the first time somebody died in front of the tabernacle.
Right.
Every time somebody gets out of line, that seems to be where they're at, and they end up dying right there. So we can't go near that place. We're all just going to die.
Right.
You know?
Right. And it's,
they wanted the law. They have the law. Now they have to live by the law. How wonderful they're probably... Well, I don't even know that any of them have any of the remembrance of the first covenant that was given to Abraham. Follow me with all your heart, God said, and circumcise your children, and everything is legal for you. And if you follow me with all your heart, the spirit man will determine what's good for you and what's bad with my guidance. They didn't want to do that. It was too simple. They wanted tasks. Now they have tasks. And those tasks, which they cannot fully get a grip on, because there are a lot of them, and anytime there's murmurings and they don't like what God's doing, somebody dies. So they're equating mm-hmm. God's tabernacle with death. So you've been having some fun with us, Jonathan David, on Between the Lines, WBFF 97.7, Veterans for Freedom Radio. Numbers, the book of Numbers has never been so fun. It's okay to enjoy God's word. And when you get into it, if you can bring some laughter to your heart and some joy, you'll even want to read it that much more. And it's been fun today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.